Shus Hamanal, Choshev Rabbeim, and Choshev Talmidim. We all said Al Anisim today. If you paid careful attention to the words, you'll see that the change in language between the beginning of Al Anisim and the end of Al Anisim. When we talk about the Nes, we talk about La Amcho Yisrael, we talk about the nation of Klal Yisrael. When we say that they came into the Beit HaMikdash, the name changes. V'achikach bo bonecha. We talk about the bonim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It seems that in order to be able to come back to the Beit HaMikdash, they had to change their name to a higher name, to a higher level. They had to go from being only Amcha Yisrael, from being the nation of Klal Yisrael, they had to become bonim lamokim. Maybe if we understand clearly what Yovan wanted, we will understand why it had to say V'achkach bo bonecha. Yovan came while Klal Yisrael had a Beit HaMikdash. It's different than all different Golas. Every Golas, Klal Yisrael went out of Eretz Yisrael. Came Golas Bovel, they made Chorev the Beit HaMikdash. Yidden was 70 years in Bovel. Other Golas from the Golas we are today, we're in Golas. Golas Yovan, Klal Yisrael had a Beit HaMikdash. The Yovanim didn't want to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. So what then was the Golas of Yovan? How do we understand that we're on Golas, living in Eretz Yisrael, having a Beit HaMikdash, having Kehanim, having everything that Klal Yisrael needs, and still we're called we are in Golas? What is the concept of being in Golas? It means like this. The Yovanim understood that he didn't have a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Yovanim understood that he didn't do differently than them. But there are two ways to look at Yiddishkeit. There's a way to look at Yiddishkeit as a difference between a Yid and a Goy is only a difference that a Yid has one religion and a Goy has a different religion. And that the Yevanim agreed to. The Yevanim agreed that you could do what you want and we could do what we want. That's a very good thing. Every nation could have its own religion. The Yevanim did not want that Klal Yisrael should feel that they are chosen over other nations. The Yevanim did not want that Klal Yisrael should feel that they are Bonim Lamachem, that they are children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Torah tells us in a pasuk, what is the Yid? What is the Yid? No, the Torah tells us in Parashat Re'eh, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. A Yid is a ben to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kaviyachol. A Yid is a child to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What does it mean, a Yid is a child to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Let me tell you a simple moshul to understand what the difference is of being a child to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and just being, looking at Klal Yisrael just as a nation between nations with a different religion. There was once a king lived in a land, and he had a child, a six-year-old prince. And the prince went for a walk one day, and met a peasant's child, a pauper, a young child, and such a child told him, come, I'm going to play with sand, I'm going to play with water in the sand, come play with me together. The prince told him, don't you see that I'm wearing clothes of a prince? Don't you see I'm the child of the king? Don't you realize that the child of a king doesn't go play with mud, doesn't play in sand? The pauper's child told him, you don't know how much fun it is to play in sand. You're a deprived child. You're being deprived of such fun by being the king's child. And the king's child laughs at him, tells him, I'm being deprived. I'm the son of the king. I have different things to do than you have to do. I play with much big, much more sophisticated things than you play with. You play with mud. That's not for me. Who is right and who is wrong? Everybody understands that the prince's child is right. Everybody understands that the prince is right. The king's child is right. The king's child doesn't go and play with mud with a peasant's child. Klal Yisrael, the moshul is very simple. The nimshul is very simple. Klal Yisrael and the world are as if we are children of the king. Not as if we are children of the king, we are children of the king. Because the Torah tells us, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. And all the nations of the world are peasants. And you know what the peasants come and tell us? We created a lot of toys for you. We created a lot of things that you could do. Come and play with us. Come and join us with our fun. Come and join us with what us, the peasants of the world, play with. And what does Klal Yisrael have to answer them? The pasuk in Shir Hashirim, the Rambam in the Geres Teiman says that the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, "Shuvi, Shuvi, Ashulamis v'nechzibach." The world tells Klal Yisrael, which is called Shulamis, "Come, come! I will show you everything, the beauty of the world, I will show you all the toys of the world, I will let you play with my sand, I will let you play with my mud. What did Klal Yisrael answer? What could you give me? I'm a child of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What kind of enjoyment could you give me? I have a different enjoyment. My enjoyment is being a child of the King. We play with something else. We enjoy something else. We live a different life. That's the difference of being a Ben Melech and not being a Ben Melech. Klal Yisrael, the Torah tells us, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Do you Bonim want it to take away from Klal Yisrael? That they shouldn't be called Bonim anymore. You're not Bonim. You're not Bonim to Ribbono Shel Olam. You're doing a religion like every religion. You're nothing special. You're nothing different than anybody else. And in order to have Netzachin on Yavam, in order to win over Yavam, how did they win over Yavam? What was the way they won over Yavam? When Klal Yisrael came back, Bonim Lamokim. And that's why when Klal Yisrael came back, Bonim Lamokim, that's when they were able to go back into Beit HaMikdash and be mitar the Beit HaMikdash. And that's why it says, V'achai kach bo v'necha, when they became children back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's about Emes of a Feresh Pasuk. The Pasuk in the Zechariah, there's a Pasuk that talks about the union of Chanukah. And the Pasuk says, V'irarti, I will give you his oiris, I'll give you a koyach, v'nayich tziyoin abonayich yovam. I will give the Benayich Tziyon, the children of Klal Yisrael will win over the children of Yavam. When will they win? When they become Benayich Tziyon. When they realize that being a Yid means to be a Ben Melech. When they realize what it means to be Bonim Lamokim, that's when you win over Yavam. That's the Achikach Bo Bonecha. That's when you come back a Ben Melech. That's when you come back the child of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Main machama between Yavam and Klal Yisrael is a machama which is a nitzchiyatikal machama. The machama that has to do with the whole world continuously. Until Mashiach comes, we have to fight this war against Yavam. Let me show you a very interesting thing. Which nation does Yavam come from? Yavam comes from Yefes. Shem and Yefes. Klal Yisrael comes from Shem. Yavam comes from Yefes. The word Yefes is from the word of niceness. Yavta lekim liyefes. Yefes is the union of Yefi. Niceness, the outside, outwardly niceness, that is Yavam. But let me tell you a Rashi in Parshas Noach. Rashi in Parshas Noach says that Shem and Yefes both went and did one thing. What did they both do? They went both and covered Noach. Both of them covered Noach. They both took a beged and the Vayelcho Acheranet, they went backwards and they covered Noach. Rashi tells us that they were both Zeichet to a Schar. You probably all remember the Rashi. What does Rashi say? What schar was Shem zoicha to? Shem was zoicha to a mitzvah of tzitzis. It was zoicha that his children, Klal Yisrael, will be able to wear the mitzvah of tzitzis. What was Yefes zoicha to? Anybody remembers what Yefes was zoicha to? Yefes will be zoicha when it will come, the Melchemes Goy Gumogoy before Mashiach comes, that the children of Yefes, which are Goy Gumogoy, what will happen to them? They will be able to have kavura. They won't lie on the fields like other nations. They will have Yizrizoicha to Kvura. Two people did the exact same maisa. Shem covered Noach and Yefes covered Noach. What is the difference between the two? That they got two completely different rewards. Shem got a reward, a mitzvah. He got a reward that he's able to wear tzitzit. And Yefes got a reward that if they will be killed in Mohammed's Goy Gomagog, what will happen to him? He'll be zeichet that his guf will do kvura. You know what the lesson is? The lesson says, my father Sefer Egedal Yo, I'm really taking a lesson on this. You could do the same exact thing, two people. You could do the same exact thing, and there's two completely different reasons why the person does it. You could go cover somebody that's laying in an indecent manner, you could go cover him because of their cheret. Because you are a little bit of a better person. Outwardly niceness. You could do it because you understand what a person is. You can understand that a person is a Tzelem Elokim. You can understand that a person is a Nivra from the Ribbono Shel Olam and that you have to have their cheret for him, you have to have covet for him. And because of that, you go and cover him. Because you realize the pnimius of the thing. Shem and Yefes both did the same exact action. Yefes did it, why? Because it is nice. Because it is decent. Shem did it because he understood what it means to be a Yid He understood what it means, a neshama. He understood what it means, a person. And he did it with a pnimius. He did it with an understanding. He covered him. And when somebody does something only with outwardly niceness, not with understanding, not really with knowing what he's doing, he does it only because of midas that are only chitzenis to midas, then all he gets is a reward in chitzenis. What is the reward of Yefes? Kvura. Shame that did it with epnimis. Shame that did it with Shem Shamayim. Shame that did it understanding what it means not to be nice. Not because it's not decent. He understood the gam of it. He understood the aveira of it. He understood the mitzvah that he was doing by covering it. He understood the l'shem shamayim of it. He was zeichet to a mitzvah. He was zeichet to a mitzvah of tzitzis. This Rashi, this Chazal, is the difference between Yovan and Klal Yisrael. Yovan comes from Yefes. Yovan comes from Yefes. Yovan does things only because they are nice, without understanding, without any chiyus, without any slavos, without any kedusha. It's only an outwardly maisa. It's only a dry pu'ula. Nice. That's what Yiddishkeit was in the eyes of Yovan. But Klal Yisrael, which comes from shame, Klal Yisrael knows that when you do something, it is not good to do it only mitzvah anoshim anamada. Not only to do it out of hegel, but a person has to do something with understanding. A person has to do something with kedusha. A person has to do something with Yehi Shamayim. He has to do something because the Rebbeinu Shem told him to do it. That is the difference between the two. Yovan, if you look at the oisiyas of Yovan, what are the oisiyas of Yovan? A yud, an above, and a nun. If you take these oisiyas and you turn them around, you move the nun in the front, and then above, and then a yud. What does the word become? Noi, niceness. Yovan takes, of course there's an Indian in Klal Yisrael that should be nice. Every mitzvah has to be done nice. Zekeli van Veyu is a mitzvah. Torah says every mitzvah you have to do it with noi. You have to do it nice. You have a mitzvah of tzitzit, talis noah. Yeah, you have every mitzvah, you have to do it noah. You have to do it in an oifen that it should be nice. You write a sefer Torah, you might say, komis noah. Everything has to be in a nice oifen. But that's only a tofel to the mitzvah. That's not the ikir of the mitzvah. The ikkar of the mitzvah is the niceness, or the ikkar of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. The niceness is only a tofel to the mitzvah. Yovan went and turned around the word noi and made it for the ikkar, that the ikkar of everything is the noi. The ikkar of everything is only the outward appearance. Not the ikkar is not what's going on inside. By a yid, the ikkar is what's going on inside of a person, what's going on in the hidden parts of a person, what is in his heart goes on, what goes on in his moyach. That's what the ikir. The ikir is not only the outwardly appearance. The outwardly appearance is the tofel. The ikir is what goes on inside the person. That is the mochama between Yovan and Klal Yisrael. Yovan says that everything should only be on an outwardly appearance. What goes on inside of a person, that doesn't matter. Because that doesn't have any worth. They don't understand that the ikir of Torah, the ikir of Yiddishkeit is the pnimius of a person. Not the outwardly appearance of the person. No, you have to have more than that, not only more than that, the ikkar is not the outwardly appearance. The ikkar is the pnimius. The ikkar is what a person thinks. The ikkar is what a person's life has. Tell you, where is the kemaisa? Kemaisa. Most of you will understand it. Those who won't understand it will remember to understand it when they're older. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Pesik Hadir, told over where is the kemaisa from his father, Zichron Levracha, that his father in Russia had a friend that was in a different city, a Rav, just like him. And they made a deal between themselves, a Neuronic deal, that when one of them, whoever will leave this world first to the world to come, should come back and tell him what goes on in the other world. Bava Nifla. They made such a deal. You can make a deal, and when it comes to Lamaisa, you can't pay on your deal. Because in Shemayim, not everybody could do it, but it seems that he was Goel Lechayidin. And when the Chaver from Ramosh's father, the Chan of Racha, was Nifta, he came back to tell Ramosh's father what goes on in that world. And he told him the following. This is what Ramosh told over. Dov and Nitla Admi, I'd listen. That I went through the din of Shemayim, I passed everything. Do you know what that means? Do you know what it means? A person could say that he passed all mitzvahs asay, all mitzvahs leitzah asay, all mitzvahs derabanan, all dinim shulchan aruch, Everything went through. He had no dinim. Pillar pillarim, halavai, any person gives up. That person should come off Mishamayim and be able to pass through the test and pass through the Bezim Shomayla without any din whatsoever. But, he told him, the din in Shomayim is be'ikir arachmon alibaboy. The ikir din in Shomayim is not on the outwardly atiyat ha-mitzvah. The ikir din in Shomayim is where a person's heart is when he does a mitzvah. How much the person really does the mitzvah with his lave, how much the person really is doing the mitzvah l'shem Shamayim, that's the ikir din in Shamayim, and that din is a very hard din. To go through that din is very hard. That's what Rav Moshe said over, that this person came to Cholim and told his father, that the ikir din in Shamayim is on Rachmana Libavoy, on how much heart you have when you do a mitzvah, how much you do a mitzvah with Pnimius. It's not enough doing on the outside. Because going on the outside, the Ivanim also agree that a person should do on the outside. A person has to do mitzvahs, he has to do it with his heart. What does it mean doing mitzvahs with your heart? It means doing mitzvahs, realizing why I'm doing a mitzvah. Realizing this fear that I have to do a mitzvah. There's two ways to look at a mitzvah. The synagogue by mitzvah bachram, the synagogue boys that will come by mitzvah. Why do we make it to them when we make it by mitzvah? Why do we make such a big simcha when we come by mitzvah? Because we want to impress on every Yiddish child that doing mitzvahs is not something that's something a oil. It's not something that it's hard to do. It's something that's a schia to do. It's something that I have to realize how good it is for me that the Rebbe Yisrael made me a ben melech and the Rebbe Yisrael gave me mitzvahs to do. I have to realize what it means. Let me tell you over Lashon HaRashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches. The Gemara says that mitzvahs are not made to enjoy. Lav lehenesh nitnu. We're not going to go into the halachas now. Rashi says on this lashon mitzvahs lav lehenesh nitnu la'oil al tzavareihem nitnu. It was given an oil on their necks. It's a very interesting lashon in Rashi. Where do you wear oil? Where do you wear oil? Where do you put on it? When you put on a behemah, you put on an oil. Where do you put it on? On the neck or on the back? On the shoulders. On the shoulders, on the back. So Rashi shouldn't say the oil al tzavareihem. Rashi should say the oil is on the shoulder or on the back, the oil. Why does Rashi say the oil al tzavareihem? What does the person wear on a tzavar? The person wears on a tzavar a tachshit. Rashi is telling you that Klal Yisrael takes the oil and the oil is a tachshit by Klal Yisrael. The oil by Klal Yisrael is not an oil. We realize that the oil of mitzvahs is a tachshit for us. Why do we realize the oil of mitzvahs is a tachshit for us? Because we realize, why do we have mitzvahs? Why did Klal Yisrael get mitzvahs? Why did Rebbeinu Shem give us tayag mitzvahs and all the nations of the world only 7 mitzvahs? Why are we mechuyif to do tayag mitzvahs? Do you know why? Because we carry around the neshama. You know why we do tayag mitzvahs? Because we are ben melech. We are children of the Rebbeinu Shelel and we are choshev. That's why we do mitzvahs. And when one realizes that the reason he has mitzvahs, the reason he does mitzvahs is because he's choshev, the reason he does mitzvahs is because he's a ben melech, then he does mitzvahs b'simcha, then he does mitzvahs with a heart, then he doesn't do mitzvahs feeling, when am I going to get rid of the mitzvah? Let me prove to you that all that we said is really the nes of Chanukah. That all that we said was really the nes of Chanukah. Why do we have a nes of Chanukah? What was the nes of Chanukah? They came into the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't find any oil. Everything was tameh, everything was opened, everything was spilled, there was nothing there. What could have they have done? Do you know what they could have done? They could have said, we don't have oil, everything is tameh, the halacha is oines, a person who can't do, rachmana patre, the Torah says yipata. If a person can't do a mitzvah, what's the halacha? He's an oines. I can't do the mitzvah, I don't have oil. I won't do the mitzvah. But the Chashmei Noam weren't happy with that. According to Tosfos, you know where the Chashmei Noam found it? They had to dig in the earth. And they had to find it lying in the earth, they had to find the pach. Who goes to dig in the earth to find the pach? What made them think that the earth is a pach? Because the Chashmei Noam decided there is no way in the world that I'm not going to do a mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave me a mitzvah to light candles, in the Beit HaMikdash, to light the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. And I have the opportunity now to light the candles back, to light the menorah back. I'm not going to do it. Nothing is going to stop me from doing it. Who thinks like that? Who thinks like that? Somebody who looks at Torah and Mitzvah as a shivut? Somebody who looks at Torah and Mitzvah as an all? If you look at Torah and Mitzvah as an all, tomorrow the day off, then I'm part of a Torah and Mitzvah. And if it's Tameh the Shemen, I won't do the Shemen. I won't light with the Shemen because it's Tameh. But Ba'achekach bo bonecha, they were bonim la'amokim. And if they were bonim la'amokim, they understood that lighting the menorah is not a shibut. No, lighting the menorah is a schia. Lighting the menorah is a glick. Lighting the menorah is the happy thing that I could do. Lighting the menorah is the biggest tainuk that I could have. The biggest enjoyment I could have is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and nothing is going to stop me. That's why I went and looked. If you'll open up the Gemara Shabbat and you'll open up the Sugya where it says the Aloshen of the Nes, the Braise, in fact, the Shabbat of Chafal of Hamid Beit, the Gemara says, Botku, they looked. Veloy Motsu, and they didn't find Ela Pach Echo. They only found one Pach. Again, what's the Lashon HaGemara? Botku, they looked. V'loim motzu ela pach echad. I think that if all of you know Lashon Kodesh, would write the Gemara Botku umotzu pach echad. Not Botku v'loim motzu ela pach echad. Isn't that a backwards way of writing it? How are you supposed to write Botku, I looked, and motzu, and I found pach echad. Botku v'loim motzu. You want to say only one? If Botku Motsu Rak Pach Echad or Ela Pach Echad, what mean Botku Veloy Motsu? I think the Gemara is telling you a Moray Dikizach. Botku, they looked Veloy Motsu and they didn't find anything. And they sat down and what did they do? You don't find, you sit down and you don't find nothing. You thought it. No. They didn't stop. They didn't stop when there was Veloy Motsu. They looked further. That's when they found the Pach Echad. That's when the Rebbe Shlomo made the Nes. Because only because they didn't stop. Only because they wanted to do the mitzvah, and they had such a tshuka to do the mitzvah, and they had such a rotzen to do the mitzvah, that's why they're able to find the Pach Echad. And that is the lesson of Chanukah for all of us. The lesson of Chanukah for all of us is not to be content the way we are, not to be happy the way we are, not to be happy when we have a day off, and suddenly we don't have to go and we don't have to do. And if I have a day off, so then I don't have to go do the mitzvah that I do every day. I don't have to learn. I have to daven maybe with minyan, I could daven with a past the minyan, I could do all kinds of different things because today's a day off. But it's not like that. Why is it not like that? Because that's the lesson of Chanukah. The lesson of Chanukah is that I'm not content to be potter. I'm not happy to be potter. Well then, I look for more. I look for another opportunity to do a mitzvah. And that's why the Chashmei Noam weren't happy not to find the Shemen Torah. And they went to look for Shemen Torah. That's the darga of what? Of Achikat Bonecha. That's why they called Bonecha, because they called Bonim Lamokim. When are you called Bonim Lamokim? When you realize the tchiyah of doing a mitzvah, when you realize the great opportunity that you have to do a mitzvah, and when you realize that, then it's Bo Bonecha, V'Glikun Eretz V'Chatzis Kachecha. Then you could be Metarid of Isamigdash. And that is the lesson of what we have to learn from Chanukah, to be Koine the Darg of Bonim, that all of you, which are all Bonim Lamokim, should remember that you are Bonim Lamokim. Should act like Bonim Lamokim, should be Mikadosh Shem Shemaim Berabim, walking the streets, everybody should say, Re'u, look at this child, he's a Ben Melech, the child of the Rebbeinu Shelolam. You could see on him the royalty, you can see on him how he acts that he's a Ben Melech. That is the Anhaga of a Bachar of Yeshiva, that is the Kiddush Shem Shemaim that a Bachar of Yeshiva should have. That is the lesson of Chanukah, that we should be Koine the Darg of Bonim, in all our actions, we should be Nikah that we are Bonim Lamokim. And then when we will be Nikita Rabbanim Lamokim, the Rebbeinu will be Mekayim Apostik. In Apostik it says, V'shovu Bonim L'gvulam. I think the Apostik tells us, Amoridik is said, that when you'll be Bonim, the Rebbeinu will take you back to the Beit HaMikdash. First we have to be Bonim. Because it's Achkach Bo Bonecha. When it's Bonecha, that's when you come into the Beit HaMikdash. So it's when it's V'shovu Bonim L'gvulam. When we'll realize the Milo of Bonim, and we'll realize what it means to be a Ben Melech, then the Rebbeinu will take his Bonim and return them to Eretz Yisrael. Be born in the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi, be Meher, be Amen.